For a limited time, you can subscribe to the Texarkana Gazette starting at half price. Your subscription will start at $15 and increase by just a dollar a month up to $29.99. That's more than a year of discounts on all the Gazette's local news, sports, and feature stories. You'll get an Apple iPad to access our daily digital edition and use however else you want to. You'll also get Sunday's print edition delivered to your home. There's never been a better time to take advantage of the Gazette's in-depth local coverage. To start your subscription, call 870-330-7642 today. That's 870-330-7642.
Tune in Texarkana. All right, guys. Good evening here in Texarkana. I'm Erin DeBlanc, and you're listening to Tune In Texarkana. We have with us today, as usual, producer Carl Richter.
Howdy.
And wild card Chase Raines.
That's right. I'm wild card every time.
And in true fashion, as wild cards do, we're actually just discussing your aesthetic. Very interesting fashion choice. For those of you who are like myself, I don't really know Chase. So I was kind of shocked when I see a zip tie as a hair tie. And apparently this is like...
It's an everyday thing for me. So, you know, I work in IT. I'm in and out of ceilings and I'm on lifts all day. And so I found that I was really messing with a hair tie a lot. But a zip tie, I can get it up there. I can crank it down one time, one all day stays. It's around the outside of the bun, so it doesn't rip my hair. I pull it straight over the top,
and go.
That's right. Yeah, and there's a large surplus of zip ties on the job that I'm currently engaged in, so that costs me nuts. Yeah. Very cost effective. You know,
it's like bobby pins for women. You're never gonna lose that.
I'm telling you, I should just take it on Shark Tank. Convince them it's an idea.
I like it. Yeah, there you go. So, are you from Texarkana? Are you a true Texarkana man?
I'm not really. So, I'm from Clarksville, Texas, but my dad has lived in Texarkana since I was a little kid. He worked at the paper mill. He worked at the Army Depot for a while, but he basically retired from Domtar, and I lived with him from the seventh, eighth, and ninth grades. And then I lived here again in Texarkana when I was in my early 20s and had a band here a lifetime ago with Jared Reed, of all people, who some people may know. Jared Reed. He was my original drummer.
Okay.
Actually, another throwback, Hank Morris. I played bass for Hank. That's who broke me in the Texarkana scene, was Hank Morris and Jared Reed. And then I was away for a while, and now over the past 2 years, since I've been divorced and stuff, I'm able to play music again, and so here we are.
So has that inspired your music at all?
It is not as much as, like, I'm not Ryan Adamsy in that way. I don't translate pain directly like that. Okay. Usually most of the stuff that I dredge up is old memories. I don't like to really deal. I have really severe ADHD, so a lot of that's not even real to me yet. It won't be real until it's 10 years old, you know what I mean? So that's kind of where it works.
That's interesting, because I know this is kind of a tangent, but, like, I was just researching a little bit on that. Like, ADHD memories, your long-term memory storage, great. Yeah. Short-term memory, horrendous. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So how are you taking these old memories and putting them into, like, what's your writing process like?
Okay, so I've recently learned that my writing process is pretty, I thought this is kind of how everybody did it, but I play until I find a chord progression that I like. And then once I kind of write that, I'll ride that progression for a while, and then I will kind of scat over it to see what vowels and syllables and how what I want the vocals to sound like. I will let that and the feeling dictate maybe one or two words. I will build off of that. Very, very rarely do I ever approach a song like, I have this plot line I want to write about this idea. You know what I mean? I kind of let it conduit a little
very
bit.
Very organic.
Know? Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So what are some of the songs you're going to perform, or what are you going to perform for us first today?
You know, I've got a wealth. I think the first song that I want to do is one of my older ones. It's probably my best known I bet song. It's called Wasted, and it came about kind of the same way. But the general theme of the song at the time, I was kind of not going through a breakup, and me and a girl that I dated for a long time had a very toxic relationship. We were just going through it in general, and it did kind of become almost an anthem for me in a way. Yeah, so it's called Wasted.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
Am I broke or just a fool? I'm not sure what the difference is. Had a load that I could pull, but now I'm spitting out my bin. I got a whole new way to go. Come and watch me take my last first step. My fuse is burning slow. Once again, I misjudge my guess. You say you're done with me, and I hope it, and you know I feel the same way, too. And all the things that I've done for you, they were wasted. They were wasted just like you. God, we've all seen darker days. Pick up your head and make it through. There is no help to come your way. Silly kids drowning just like you. With your breath, just scream a prayer. May the earth come crash and burn. Is it worth another layer to the sounds that can't be heard? You say you're done with me, and I hope that you know I feel the same way, too. All the things that I've done for you, they were wasted. They were wasted just like you. Where is this from and does it fit into the perfect mold you made? I have bailed into the ditch. Don't call what you ask for a trade. Can't articulate the feel of this beat that rocks in me. I walk along and turn my wheel around here. They pay from week to week. You say you're done with me, and I hope that you know I feel the same way, too. And all the things that I've done for you, they were wasted. They were wasted just like you. They were wasted just like
you. Oh, yeah. I am so interested now. Like, I want to know what artists you're inspired by, because I have this, it helps me a lot whenever I can like associate, like, who does this remind me of? And I was trying to figure out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I know exactly now. This is like spot on this.
Right.
Who's inspired you?
I don't know. I draw influence from a lot of places. A lot of late 70s, early 80s, Cocaine Country, Waylon Jennings, some of his best live albums. You know, a lot of emo, really.
Really?
Really, you know, a lot of Taking Back Sunday.
Okay.
A lot of Ryan Adams, a lot of Dashboard Confessional in my background.
Very interesting. Not what I was expecting. Love it.
Some of the best songwriting of my youth. You know, I graduated in 2004, so a lot
good.
Of the wordier anthems, you know, are emo songs. Death Cab for Cutie. I love Death Cab.
Like
I love Connor Oberst. And
you're talking my language.
Yeah, so, and folk music, a lot of folk music, you know, John Prine. I love old bluegrass. I'm very influenced by the current bluegrass culture right now. Trampled by Turtles, The Devil Makes Three.
Love Devil Makes Three.
Yeah, me too.
I've never heard of Trampled by Turtles, but Devil Makes Three. Because that's like Devil Makes Three, it was, that's been out since, like, we were in high school or college.
Yeah.
Early college years. So that's kind of like a deep cut there.
Yeah, that is. Oh, yeah. I got to see them. That was like the last show that I saw before COVID. I got to see them in Trees in Dallas. It was
very cool.
Formative, yeah.
I was impressed when they were just playing at Hopkins. I was like, whoa, okay, everybody pause for 1 second. I hear Devil Makes Three on the speaker at Hopkins. What's going on?
Yeah.
But that's surprising a little bit, though, because I totally picked up Texas country vibes. Like heart, like through and through, like the way you've played the guitar is very like fluid and just like loose and kind of. So I totally get the like 80s and the country legends kind of playing in there, but I totally got some Texas country. I'm thinking like Tyler Childers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially now, you know, and when I was at the same time that I was going through my emo phase is when Red Dirt was kind of really, you know,
good stuff.
Jason Bowen's Pearl Snaps album or really his. You could argue that his Live at Billy Bob's album was one of that and the Live at Warmy Dog album from Cross Canadian. Those are two of the
Cross Canadian
very seminal albums as far as Texas country goes. And I was around for both of those. So, I mean, that is, especially that era of songwriting I was in. Wasted is probably my oldest playing song in rotation. It's at least 10 years old now.
It's very radio-friendly sounding.
That's why it stuck around, I think.
Yeah, it's got very catchy. You find yourself just kind of like bobbing along. Yeah.
I don't write a lot of radio friendly stuff like that either, so it's kind of.
It's a very approachable song, even though you're singing about something that's like a little haunting to understand.
Yeah.
You know?
And I like that juxtaposition. You know what I mean? Like you're banging along, but
I can definitely see the emo coming in there a little bit, you know? Yeah. But that's cool that you're willing to put something so like raw into like a format that's very. Like palpable, again, it's radio friendly. So like, you know, Joe Blow walking down the street is gonna hear that and be like, oh, that's awesome.
Right.
And then you're gonna like think about it and be like, oh, shoot, he was really going through some crap. And they're willing to put that on there. That's what I love about, especially emerging local artists, is y'all are so willing to like just be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And put those into like words and then those chords and just it's. It's really cool to see it come to fruition in person.
I don't know if willing is the right operative verb on that. I'm not always willing to be so vulnerable. I think that, like you touched on it, you spoke to the heart of it, I think. Just being an artist in general, you kind of naturally, you can't stop it, you know.
You have to share.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the next song you're going to share?
Let's see. I think I'm going to play something a little newer. It's actually it's the very first song I ever co-wrote with someone. I co-wrote it with another local guy here in Texarkana, Jace Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is called Lattice and Framework. I swore to call you. I promised that I'd make it right. Somehow the time lapsed. I found a new fire to fight. I make no amends now. Offer no hollow-throat elegy. Lattice and framework, I'll give it all back to the sea. It's just a bump in the road, so don't reach too soon for the exit door. A little further here, what do we have left to give? We pray for indulgence, pay a price that you'll never outlive. And it's a small hair to stop you, smelling the air of defeat. Help that is offered,
Well, it's just good intention conceived. Another bump in the road. So don't reach too soon for the exit door. A little further along, you'll find what you were waiting on. You'll find what you were waiting on. It's lattice and framework. I'll give it all back to the sea.
So many questions. Like, I just, you're a really interesting person. Like, this is, I did not, the image I had from discussing, I guess, over Facebook versus, like, in
right,
person.
Yes,
like,
you
have a much bigger character and a lot going on. And it's really interesting because people, I feel like when they're listening, they're really missing a crucial element is, like, being able to see people perform these.
Yeah.
And, like, it's such an intimate setting. It's a lot different than seeing somebody perform it like Hopkins, which is funny because I was just saw Jace earlier today.
Oh, really?
So funny. How are y'all's writing styles? Are they really, obviously had to be compatible to be able for somebody like yourself who doesn't do that.
And I don't think either one of us really co-write very often. We both kind of got lucky with that song. Like, he had that chorus and I had everything else together, and I came to him. That was a time when we were getting to hang out a lot. You know, he's very busy. I'm generally very busy. You know, they stay hooked up, him and Heather Lynn. You know, they're three nights a week in a dead market. You understand how every gig on a Thursday in that they play is 2 hours for them?
Really? That's
there's not Thursday night music here. This is not a Dallas market where you can play five nights a week. They're playing almost four nights a week in an area where they're driving an hour to every gig if they drive 10 minutes.
All over Northeast Texas.
Yeah, I know because I'm playing that same circuit and I can't do it like that. They are hardworking. I commend them.
But, I mean, that kind of leads me to my next question is, why aren't you playing more? Do you not have the time necessarily or what? Because I feel like you have the talent, and I'm like, why am I not seeing you around as much as like you should be?
So I usually take off in the wintertime because I get a little burnout again. My ADHD, my people meter is kind of burnt out by the end of the year. And then I have my kids, joint custody of my two children. So, that kind of cuts out some Saturdays and most of my Fridays, you know?
Yeah.
So really I play from like March until late October, sometimes November, and I hit every Saturday.
That's when it's busy anyways, for the most part.
Exactly.
So.
And living in Clarksville too, you know, I don't even have the luxury of having any hometown gigs. Every single gig I have is minimum 45 minutes away from my front doorstep, you know.
I didn't know you were living in Clarksville. Right?
Yeah, I live in Clarksville, yeah. But I'm engaged in a contract at the Army Depot right now that will probably last through the end of the year, so that's not really such a big deal. I didn't drive an hour to be here, or I wouldn't have got my guitar. Like, I was already in hooks, so no big deal.
Is Jace the only person you've co-written around here? Have you worked with other local artists in other capacities?
You know, there's nobody, I don't think anybody playing I've worked with as much as Jace. You know, like I said, Jared Reed, Hank Morris. There's a guy named Colt Baker. He's from here, but he works primarily in Austin now.
I feel like a lot of younger artists don't have this. Much of the similar sound as like you and Jace and these guys carry. It's like that is such a very specific niche of country. I feel like the Red Dirt sound, it's just part of our generation. I feel like
you're right. Yeah.
And so I can see how there's like maybe not like a large pool of people to pull from and especially like not living directly in Texarkana.
Right. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've played primarily just with a Cajon player for, I don't know, Dakota's been my drummer in one way or another for like 10 years, but he just been me and him playing Cajon for, I don't know, I guess pre-COVID. So almost 4 years now, just him and I. But recently we've added Clinton Pegg and Brandon Rushing. They're both veterans of this scene, actually. Brandon Rushing's been in several bands with the founder of Marrows, and then Clinton Pegg is in the Sweet Nothings, isn't that it?
I'm not familiar with them.
They're good. Okay. And I may have missed boy. I ain't gonna say. Anyway, I said what I said.
But your drummer gave you the guitar you're playing right now, or
no? Like, that's Brandon. Brandon Rushing actually bailed me out. Okay. Yeah, he lives here in town, and so he bailed me out with this guitar. Dakota, he works at Home Depot in Paris.
I love that though. That you're, I think that's one thing that has really been consistent among all of our local artists is that they're such a supportive community.
For sure.
And that's such a really cool thing to see, especially because without that, I don't think that the culture that we have for our music scene would be as thriving as it is.
For your art scene either. Yeah. No. I'm very jealous of Texarkana, especially when I see towns like Paris who are struggling both to grow, to be almost the size of Texarkana, and also I think are looking at y'all and seeing you as a model of what your art and community resource outreach could be, because they're trying to revamp their downtown scene and trying to bring it into where there's a spot for people to imbibe and fellowship and and shop all at the same time. It's all happening together seamlessly, kind of like Texarkana is doing. And I'm really jealous of that, because none of the towns around me have that, and I'm not able to claim myself as a local, you know what I mean? So outside looking in, y'all are killing it. It's awesome.
I'm not a local either, so it's really interesting being able to kind of like get this, you know, Texarkana deep dive a little bit and kind of hop over from all the different artists. But what is the next song you're going to play for us? I'm loving the set you've put together for us so far.
Okay, so this next song I wrote last month.
Ooh, fresh.
Or no, wait, I wrote, it's December now, isn't it?
It is.
I wrote it right around Halloween.
It's a good time.
Time is funny for me. So it's called House Ghost. Yeah, I really like it. It's my newest song. I'm in love with it, so. Over your words, walking back in the rain. I guess some things never change. Feeling heavy, walking into the light. Guess this just ain't my day tonight. 'Cause everything we are, babe, it's all packed up, my dear. Who's in my heart, babe? You don't live here. Who is the ghost in my house? Thought it was all staged out, but now I have to say it's you anyway. Who is the ghost in my house? Had all the math laid out, the imprint of a face who would fade away. Who is the ghost in my house? Hope you live to see your heroes die. You can get on with your life. It's everything we are, babe. It's all packed up, my dear. Who is in my heart, babe? You don't live here. Who is the ghost in my house? Thought it was all staged out, but now I have to say it's you anyway. Who is the ghost in my house? Had all the math laid out. Of a fade to and fade away. And who is the ghost in my house?
No, Well, that one's a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a pretty... Yeah. You can definitely see that 10-year gap.
Yeah,
or so.
Right, yeah.
That's great. But that's important, I think, too. It's like, you have to be able to, like, adapt and change and grow as an artist. And, like, I think that's some of the best music is, like, when those people are willing to again, be vulnerable. And not that they're necessarily willing, but,
yeah,
you know,
but you are able to be, yeah. You know, and that's, you know, you're right. That's a headspace. It's not always easy to get
but
into
that's
whether you want to be or not.
Kind of, like, where I want to pry a little bit, I guess, is because, like, for someone who doesn't go into music writing with, like, Not to say that you don't have a purpose, but, like, there's a specific intention necessarily. How does, like, being vulnerable in your music get, like, worked in? Are you making music that's, like, something that you identify with, or are you making music that necessarily is something you're imagining?
It's a little of both, I think. So a lot of times I will let... You know, during that phase where I'm kind of scatting over it, that's mm-hmm. where the ideas, like the noises.
Does that kind of like dictate the emotion
it
you're going to grow
off
of?
It does a lot. And how my voice is going to sound, and that will then dictate what consonants or vowels that I'm going for. Mm-hmm. And then those sounds. And then once I kind of have, then I can start adding some thematic elements
okay.
to it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I know what I want to do here. Or I'll end up with just a line, and I'll have to build off just that one line. But mm-hmm. the way that I got there is pretty much always the same. I like these chords for this reason. They made me feel like this. I wanted to sing this, so I wrote it for this.
So do you do, like, any journaling or writing in any other format to kind of, like, play off of your music, or none at all? The
well,
ADHD
like,
just
yeah,
won't
yeah,
let
well,
you.
No, I couldn't keep up with it if I did. All the journaling goes, like, there's journaling happening
yeah.
at a... synaptic level, but it's not like
I just love how free for all it is. Yeah. Like, from the moment he got in here, guys, hey, there was like very minimal warm up. He's like, yes, I'm ready. Like, some people come in here and they're like, we're gonna go through like five songs before we're ready.
Oh no,
it's like drastically different. You're like, oh my gosh, we got it, guys. I promise the fifth song isn't gonna sound much different than the fourth. And you're just coming in here and you're like, yes, let's just rock and roll with it.
Turn them on.
Yeah, I love it. I really love just seeing everyone's personalities coming in here, and just you're hilarious. I think that shows through in your music. Your personality shines through in your music quite a bit, and that's really cool to, again, I love seeing it in person in an intimate environment because, you know, I love going to Hopkins and seeing people play there. Aero Bar, again, great place to have local music. But there's something about, like, a one-on-one that you get, it very much feels like people just jamming out at their house, you know, just kind of
right.
like
yeah, oh, yeah.
a kickback or something. I feel like it's a cool experience. But do you have places in town that you like favorite?
Yeah, oh yeah, at? Definitely Hopkins is my home bar. The Arrow, you know, I've done a lot of work at the Arrow.
I know you say Paris and Clarksville doesn't have that much, but we really don't have that much either. But we have a good support system for
you
what
do,
we
yeah,
have.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, and really, you know, you have one thing that nobody else within 80 or so miles has, and that's a venue large enough to support an actual band right. in Whiskey River, you know what I mean? Or
Crossties.
Is it Whiskey River? And Crossties now, too. You know, actual large venues.
I forget about Whiskey River. It's like it's out of sight, out of mind
Shooters,
for me.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
ADHD, so I relate to that. I'm like, it's out of sight, out of mind.
One of the best sound stages around, they have, you know, a lot of good equipment in that stage there.
I forget about them, but yeah.
And again, back to your support system, you know, Paris.
It's so crazy to me that Paris doesn't have a better support system because there's so much character and then there's so much, like, novelty in Paris.
There is, and there's a lot of good musicians, and they're all, it's just a very, I think just because I'm from Red River County, right, and it's the poorest county in Texas. It's been the poorest county in Texas for my whole life. So by nature, we're very cutthroat in that area. We're untrusting, you know, we're slow to let people in when you're, you know, out of towners and mm-hmm. stuff like that, just because there's already just enough to go around to begin with. So because of that mentality, I think that speaks to some of Paris's aspects of standoffishness mm-hmm. and aloofness in general. People are slow to befriend and very quick to be hateful to each other there.
It's almost like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you can't meet those basic needs, and they're not going to be able to go and grow off of
all.
That.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
But it's wonderful that you're willing to make the commute to Texarkana and share your art and help grow the art community here. It's really cool to see everybody play their part. Everybody is so important and so integral to like helping grow the music scene here. And Texarkana has such a long history, and I'm sure like you being a fan of country legends, you can appreciate, you know, the history that Texarkana has with country legend artists. You know, I was raised on country legend music. My grandfather was a huge Merle Haggard fan. And so I love Waylon Jennings, and even his son, Mason Jennings, or I think I have it backwards, but like I always get them mixed up. I'm like, which one is like which?
Shooter,
I always get the name mixed up.
Yeah.
But there's just so many talented artists in this area, and it's cool to see our generation kind of pick up that torch and carry it on a little bit, despite a lot of like the obstacles that y'all have to overcome. You really do, because it's that struggling artist thing is very much alive here. Like, you really do have to put in the time over all those years to like kind of make a name for yourself towns.
Yeah, you gotta earn your keep around here. Yeah.
But so has that kind of like influenced your ability to kind of, I guess,
well
play
okay
right here?
So I'm in the middle of this, you know, I'm trying to get an album recorded right now. The large part of my career focusing on paying dues locally and honing my live performance, because I'm still, you know, I was born in 85, so I'm still just old school enough to remember when you could just be good enough and you didn't have to have all this internet presence and be good at so many other things that weren't just being an artist. And so I really kind of hurt myself really bad by not a single thing recorded outside of YouTube videos. I have nothing for anybody to listen to. So all of my growth has been word of mouth, organic. Like, I have probably cold called more bars than anybody working in this area today, because I don't have an EPK to send. I don't have any of that. No. I have to cold call, show up, and I win those gigs because I'm good enough to get called back.
You very much through and through are living that red dirt old school way, and I love it, because it's like you're not 50, 60 years old.
No.
So it's funny that you've kind of got that old school mentality. But again, like, you're part of my generation and millennials, and I think we kind of got our work cut out for us when it comes to artists and like being able to, you know, really be heard in a small town. So it's really important, I think, for you guys to kind of just persevere and be consistent and, like, keep it going, man. I'm so happy that you guys just play. Just for the love of it.
Get out there, yeah.
Yeah, just to be heard. So what's the next thing we can hear from you?
I'm gonna play another newer song. This is probably the most country song that I've ever written, but also it's I tried to be funny in it. I wanted to write a traditional country song. This is one of the very few I ever went into with kind of an idea, but not lyrically, more just of this is, you know, I wanted to write a traditional Marty Robbins ass country song. And I'm showing my age and my ass every now and again. Well, I've been away, but I've come home to stay and laugh at the other old men. Wasting my time, and I've chased a few lines down with beers and the lies that I tell. But I'm still a young man, I sink like a stone in a well. When I grew up, such an innocent thing, I knew not of the sorrow and strife.
I stuck around, ate my share of ground, and with luck made this lifestyle my wife. Here I am now with this sweat on my brow and nothing but debt to my name. I'm still a young man, I'm drawn like a moth to the flame. My aim is still quick and my wit is still slick as the snot on a crying man's face. I'm 10 times as nasty. My grandma's name Patsy, she'll still put us all in our place. It's 1 for the money, 2 for the show, and 3 knocks on my bedroom door. Just like a young man, you'll find me passed out on the floor. I'm 10 times nasty. My grandma's name Patsy, she'll still put us all in our place. I'm still a young man, I go by my middle name. And my middle name.
Yes, very much. The epitome of it, for sure. I feel like I could see you on stage, like back in the day, very retro, kind of.
In a nudie suit, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I'm trying to be in a nudie suit with some tassels on the hat.
What are you talking about? I can definitely see that spotlight right down on
you. What's the kid's name with the Orville Peck? You know, you saw Orville Peck?
Oh, my God.
He wears some clean nudie suits, though, man. That dude.
Half of the fun back in the day was, like, there was a whole persona, like, you put on. I love it. It
like
wasn't necessarily.
Was, and beating women. It was a, yeah, it was whole persona, yeah.
And it was flashing. a way that isn't, like, now. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like a very, it's commercialized now and like so
now, you
mainstream.
Know, mainstream flashy is like the dudes from, I get, you know, I hate to pick on anybody, the guys from Georgia, Florida line.
Yeah.
For males, that's mainstream flashy with, you know, holes and happy kitty hanging out. And, you
it's
know,
weird. It's a little
even guys
out
didn't
of
have
my...
to show as much skin as they did, you know.
It's, and the music itself, what they're writing about and singing about is a lot different now. Or I feel like it's not, like back in the day, I feel like a lot of it was such a like standard stereotypical masculinity in a lot of ways. Like,
right. And I mean, I agree with you. And I think that now, I think what's happened is, you know, people, when you think about old drinking songs, they were talking about drinking because of pain and heartache, and they had a reason to be drink. Like, they were painful songs because they were painful, not because they were about alcohol.
Yeah.
When I feel like now the drive is just to talk about drinking beer for
the hell of it.
The sake of drinking beer. Yeah.
Yeah, there was emotion behind it. There was a purpose. Yeah. And
country is the original emo.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And it's funny that you say that because I was just the other day hearing that emo is basically country music for like our generation. Like, you know, I can totally see it now. Like, My Chemical Romance is totally country.
No, I'm not okay, I promise.
But I think that's something that a lot of people don't really think about a little bit more is like, men and country music, especially country legends, I feel like they were willing to kind of discuss things that, like, a lot of macho men wouldn't normally be wanting to be singing about.
No, for sure they would, yeah.
So, you know, it's not very macho and alpha to be singing about your lady leaving.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of interesting how that's evolved over time.
I would argue that's what all them guys in World War II died in that foxhole for, you know. They went over there and were hard so that I could cry about it right now. That's right, baby.
I have no calluses. I hear you.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
I dig it. So you got one more song.
I can do one more.
Right?
Yeah. Let me hang on. Let me pick. Let me
and
do
then,
a little picking.
We'll let you free.
Okay. I've had a lot of fun. This has been awesome.
Yeah, this is. I was nervous because most of the time when people come on here, I have some of an idea of like who they are on a personal level.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I held conversations.
We really didn't know each other at all, right?
And I'm just like, oh, I really don't know what to do going into this. What kind of questions can I ask? So, but it's nice whenever like the conversation can just kind of flow and you're not like having to sit there and like, crap, I got to fill this space with.
Yeah, there's a void here. I got to put something in it.
It's like, oh, crap, we're totally not on the same wavelength, but we got to find a way to bond over the next hour.
Forced coupling, yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Thanks. thought this visit was supposed to be conjugal. All right, so I've said a couple. Can I say what's my level of profanity?
We'll be leaving
south
it out.
Of the F word. I'm not going to say the F word, but it's.
I mean, we've had people say the F word, and we just bleep
okay.
it out.
No, so. Okay. All right. All right. This is also a newer song. I wrote me and my buddy. Say my buddy. He's my son. He's my 6-year-old son.
Aww.
Clyde. He helped me write this by telling me that he liked it as I was writing it. He was like, "Yes, I like that. No, I don't like that." So this is. And then he was in the TikTok video that I recorded of this song when I first. It's come a long way since that video, but so, Clyde, anyway, which makes it even funnier. I'm still the same prick from your high school. I hope my haircut don't give it away. I've had the love of a good girl, wasting her time. Still harboring hate. I don't give a damn if I'm wrong or I'm right. And I don't care nothing about us. Put my 2 cents on the top of my throat. And I say a prayer for myself. I ain't heard from you. So I still haven't slept. No, I ain't heard from you. And I still haven't slept. I was born to run down the thunder. I don't know why I'm so hard on myself. Laugh through the lightning and gun smoke. Burn it all down like a cheap motel. And I don't give a damn if I'm wrong or I'm right. And I don't care nothing about us. Put my 2 cents on the top of my drawer. And I say a prayer for myself. Ain't heard from you, so I still haven't slept. No, I ain't heard from you, and I still haven't slept. After all that we've been through, just to wind up getting left on red. I'll think only the good times and forget the one thing that you said. I'm still the same prick from your high school. I don't give a damn if I'm wrong or you're right. And I don't care nothing about us. Put my 2 cents on the top of my drawer. And I say a prayer for myself. Ain't heard from you, so I still haven't slept. No, I ain't heard from you, and I still haven't slept.
I like that Clyde helped it out with something he has no real life experience with.
Not at all.
Whatsoever. He's like, yes, this is fantastic. You're doing great.
Did he sing the high school song? Sing the high school.
Oh my gosh, that's cool that you can share that with him. Yeah. Though, like, and with a name like Clyde, like a young little gentleman, distinguished man. Very cool. Again, playing into that old school vibe. I really dig it. Really, really interesting. I really appreciate you coming out here today. Especially
thanks for having me. Yeah.
Through this weather, you kind of braved that storm. I don't know if it. Hit it around the same time.
No,
but
I was at work. I didn't notice it at all.
Well, good. We're glad you made it here safely. No troubles. But I thank you so much for coming here today and sharing, your work with us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you both for being here.
Absolutely.
Tune in Texarkana is a Texarkana Gazette podcast produced in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. Aaron DeBlanc hosts the show, and Carl Richter produces and edits. Contact Aaron at edeblanc@texarcanagazette.com or Carl at krichter@texarcanagazette.com. If you like the show, please post a positive review wherever you get podcasts. And we'll see you next time.